Sorry, has to start up. All right, so you're going to realize very quickly with the things that I'm going to show you that Freeland isn't really like Spider, iMagic, eMan, and all the other packages that you heard about, because it's not really a package. Freeland was designed for one single purpose, and that is what I really concentrated on. That's the refinement of a structure that you already obtained with one of the other packages. And so it's also a package, not a program, that wasn't really designed to be used by others. It's true. It's essentially a Jiffy, something that I wrote because I needed it at the time. And it has pretty much remained that until now. It's, you know, and I... of course, I give it out to people, and I also try to help people when they want to use it. And occasionally, I also add things when, for example, Symmetry or so, when people needed it. But essentially, you know, it's, I've never had a grant that explicitly funded the development of Freeline. It was funding certain algorithms or so that were then published, but for Freeline, there was never really any funding, and also most of the time I was actually on my own. So it's really, compared to the other packages that you heard about, very, very basic. And so if you want to read about Freeline, and so the bit about the ins and outs, there's a paper that got published earlier this year. It's this really only because Bridget asked me to write it. Otherwise, there would not be, even be any documentation about Freeline. So I just put this up to remind you that you need to determine those parameters accurately for single particles. And once you have a first rough structure, you are usually doing this sort of thing. You're trying to get to higher resolution by using your rough reference to realign the particles, hopefully better than before, and then get a better reference. And you go around many times. And that's essentially what Freeline does. And so the history is goes back to my time at the MRC when I was a postdoc with Richard Henderson. In 97, I was very impressed by Bettina Boettcher's and Tony Crowther's work on HEP-B, 7-angstrom structure. And, I mean, you know that sort of got the ball rolling for the quest to higher resolution. And so I started, I was working on 2D crystals, but then I got interested in single particles. And so I started on mitochondrial complex 1, and I became a big fan of Spider. And I still think it's a great program or great package. And we still work a lot with it in the lab. Got a first structure with a random conical Turing procedure, and then wanted to refine it. And in Spider, at least at the time, the procedures were working by generating reference projections with certain angular step. And so unless you went to very fine steps that required a lot of memory and a lot of disk space, it seemed to be a refinement procedure that was somewhat limited in accuracy. At least that's what I thought at the time. And so I thought that could be improved by another program, and that's essentially when I started thinking about Freeline. And it was initially just another subroutine to Spider, so I benefited greatly from the open architecture of Spider there. I initially used the face residual as a similarity measure. Now it's a modified, a weighted correlation coefficient. The face residual I knew about from the 2D crystallography. And then over the years, other people made contributions. For example, Richard Henderson made quite a few contributions. He also urged me to make it a standalone program, and then it became Freeline. And then I added other features like systematic search that wasn't really necessary in the beginning because I already knew the approximate orientations from Spider in this case. But then there were requests to have that so that you can add additional data when you have a reference and just determine the angles with the search. And various other features were added. Just one more slide about the development. Refinement of CTF and magnification you can do with Freeline. Again, those algorithms were improved by Richard. Then the whole program, which used to be a very long single file of Fortran code, became modularized by Christine Villeneuve, a postdoc in my lab. And then things were improved with the Fourier transforms and so on. So, anyway, steady improvement as we were thinking of new ways of refinement and trying to make it a little more robust. But essentially, as I said, it was never really developed to be generally useful to everybody. Although, of course, this is a nice thing. It's just that this wasn't the primary goal. This is a figure from the paper that I just mentioned, just showing this big box representing Freeline. And so you have, it's a Fortran program, as I said. It takes some input data that determines how the program runs. It takes a particle stack that contains all your data that you collected. It also has a file that contains all the parameters for these particles. So I think I always thought that's a nice feature of Freeline because it keeps all the information that you need to know about your particles in a single location. And that's a file that's an ASCII file. You can just use a text editor to see this. I realize keeping the parameters in file headers is also nice because then the parameters are always with the data, but it makes it a little harder to read. You always need a program to read them. And it takes an input 3D structure that serves as a reference. And then, it does this alignment here and calculates a new reconstruction. And then using a shell script, you rerun it to do this loop that I just had in one of the earlier slides to do the refinement. And then out come particle parameters and a new 3D reconstruction. And also it tells you how much the particle parameters changed. The change should obviously become smaller as you converge. And it also writes out a few files that can be used to diagnose the quality of your output structure. And so just to give you a feeling, and that's really where the difference between Freeline and the other programs that you just saw becomes apparent. This is, turns most people off these days. It's just text, little flags here, F and T, when you want to do a refinement of, say, defocus, you turn one of these to T, and this comes from Fortran, false and true. There are different modes you can use Freeline in. For example, you can use it to just calculate a reconstruction without refinement. You can run it to do a refinement and a reconstruction, or a search refinement and a reconstruction. There are also modes where it determines parameters from scratch, where you don't have to supply an input file that contains the parameters. That's good when you get started. And then other things where you can limit the number of parameters you want to refine and so on and so forth. You can add a combined or merge several data sets that you may have collected on different microscopes at different magnification, and so on and so forth. So in that respect, it is probably flexible, but you know, if you want to do anything that wasn't that I hadn't thought about, you know, then it's probably useless. So it's not like SPIDER where you can think of new ways to do things. Output parameters, this would then be a typical list of parameters where you have the three Euler angles, the shifts, the magnification, the focus values that includes astigmatism, and there is a list of so-called phase residuals. They are still listed as phase residuals, but nowadays it's actually a correlation coefficient, and just to keep it sort of compatible with what it was before, I list the R cosine of the correlation coefficient that is calculated internally. And it also produces a resolution table for Fourier correlation and a few other things here at the end of a reconstruction. The search algorithm that is being implemented there is not very efficient, but it seems to work reasonably well. So often when people, for example, want to go from SPIDER or MAGIC into Freeline, they provide the 3D structure, and then let Freeline redetermine the parameters, so they don't even bother converting the angles that they might have determined in iMagic or so into the Freeline convention. By the way, the Freeline convention of angles should be the same as SPIDER, but somehow it's, still confuses people. So it should be the same. Anyway, so most people just do a search, and then they have new parameters. Another thing that may be worth to point out is it needs a lot of memory. So, for example, we're now working on these big viruses. They live in cubes of 1,200 pixels, and you know, to calculate a reconstruction, you need something like 20 gigabytes, right, James? Yeah, and so. It also is very limited in the format that you can read, so it currently reads MRC and SPIDER files, and reads and writes. And there are probably other limitations compared to other packages. Very briefly, so the reason why it's called Freeline is it's Fourier reconstruction and alignment. Okay, so that's where this name comes from. And so all these things happen in Fourier space, and so I'm trying to represent Fourier space here as this sphere, and then the data that is that comes on the 2D image as this cross-section here. And so in the alignment stage, it would simply try to match that two-dimensional plane to the correct place in the three-dimensional transform using this weighted correlation coefficient. And then in the reconstruction stage, if you want to calculate a reconstruction, it will then fill in that data in the right place in Fourier space. And you've seen this formula before. I showed this 2 days ago. That just shows how this reconstruction is calculated while also correcting for the CTF. So I think that's all I wanted to say about Freeline, but you can ask.
So I have a question. I mean, maybe it's between you and Steve and maybe Hubble. What's the feasibility of wrapping the Freeline refinement algorithm into, say, EMAN2 or...
There's no reason why not to, and I've always... I think we have an agreement that this is going to happen whenever it is convenient.
It's a threat.
I would be delighted if it was being reincorporated into SPIDER in this case. You know, I mean, it was originally running in SPIDER. There's no, it's Fortran, so it would be completely compatible with Spider.
I have a question. You don't have a microphone, right?
Oh. This one.
So you have this Fourier algorithm in order to combine data that are essentially from neighborhoods in Fourier space.
Yes. It's sort of in terms of oversampling,
yeah.
How much you want to be away from the Nyquist. I think rule of thumb would probably be 3 times. I mean, 2 times would be the Nyquist, so 3 times would probably be good.
But 3 times is sufficient in order to get a good
frequency. Yeah. I mean, in the case of the rotavirus, the pixel size was 1.2 angstroms. And the resolution about 3.8. Okay.
Other questions? How do we get it?
Oh, you just type Freeline into Google and then.